104.9 The Morning X. It's Lori and Kev, joined now finally by Mr. Waleed Ismail of footballabsurdity.com. Nice. Welcome back to the show, my friend. What the hell happened yesterday?
I don't even know, honestly.
You did that thing that we'd all love to do and you slept in, huh?
It's been a long, bad week for me. My brain does not function properly anymore. Not that it ever did. Not that it ever did. I mean, but less so than before.
Believe me,
I apologize.
No, that's okay. Believe me, nobody understands the process of transitioning from being a night person into an early morning person more than
we do. So. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I guess it's brutal.
So this might be the first week where I don't have to cut you off about Packers talk, because Bears and Packers this weekend, Bears Packers 2, we should say, the sequel. What do you see happening?
Oh, I see the Bears being still really mad about week one.
I think so, too.
I mean, this game matters. I mean, this is the week where they can clinch a division.
Right, and this goes beyond the rivalry. This is important.
It's important because you should have beat them the first week, and you guys have, you're a proud team who's a lot better than they were in week one. I mean, week one, Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith had only been in camp for a few days. Like, they were visibly there. You could see it in the defense. The defense in the second half, just like they spent all their energy in that first half just making Aaron Rodgers and the Packers look foolish. And
yeah,
they just were tired.
At this point, Aaron Rodgers is pooping his pampers.
Yeah.
For sure. The Bears coming off that victory against the Rams, they got to be charged up.
Can we talk about that
for
a second?
Sure.
Miracles do happen. This is the Christmas season of miracles. So the Rams are the best team in football. And we talked, and I told you, like, they had a chance. This puts the Bears in that conversation as a Super Bowl team. You beat what many people considered the best team in football. If you're a Bears fan, you should be feeling real good about the Bears.
Yeah, and it does make you feel good. And you said miracle. I say, what do you think it was a miracle, or do you think
the Bears are good?
I think
the Bears are a very good football
that's
team.
Not like
I've that, been saying it.
That's not like the Lions beating the Saints.
But the Bears being a good football team is a miracle in and of itself. So
it is in our world for sure. Sure, right?
Yeah. As in the world of anyone who's been following the Bears as long as we have been following the Bears, which is, if it's been more than a year, it's a miracle.
So it sounds like you say Bears beat the Packers this weekend. By how much?
Right. I think they should. But, I mean, I also wouldn't be surprised if they didn't, because now that the Packers got rid of Mike McCarthy, they look competent again. But then they look competent against Atlanta, which is a fairly incompetent team, so who knows?
Well, we'll find out this Sunday, but right now we need to talk about football fails.
Fail! LeBron is going to go to Mr. Jared Goff and the Los Angeles Rams, because the way I understood it, I think Jared Goff, very bad, very upset about maybe it's cold outside because it was real cold outside, and so he protested by not being there. I think that's how the protest was going, right? He just didn't play.
Oh, yeah, he's one of those sun-tanning L.A. freaks who can't handle the Chicago weather.
Because his bad play wasn't just good Bears defense. That was him failing as a quarterback. Like, he just did not look like he wanted to play football at Soldier Field, which is makes me real sad that the Bears have no chance, no realistic chance at home field advantage.
Yeah, you know, when he was kind of playing like a kid who got grounded and his dad made him play football as a punishment.
Yeah, he was just going through the motions. We've all been there. Fail! Silver medal's going to go to Mr. Jadeveon Clowney of the Houston Texans.
I'm sorry, could you say that name again?
Jadeveon Clowney. It's a great name.
Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah.
Does he get the silver just because of his name?
No. That name isn't a failure. That name is the only victory he gets this week, because with one play left, it's 4th and 1. They have no timeouts. It's under 2 minutes. If the Indianapolis Colts get a first down, the game's over. The Texans are down by 3. All they need to do is stop the Colts. And he lets Andrew Luck draw him offside on the hard count, which is all he's doing in 4th down, because they might have just let it run down and punted the ball. You jumped off sides, cost your team the game. That is defense 101. Don't jump off sides in 4th down with 1 yard to go with less than 2 minutes when you know they're trying to draw you offside.
Especially if your name is Ladazion Clowney.
Jadeveon. Get it right.
Jadeveon, jeez.
Jadeveon, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Number 1 overall pick in the NFL draft.
I have found my top 3 favorite names in football this year.
Okay, what are they?
That's one of them. Jadeveon Clowney is my new official number 3. Number 2 would be Kerryon Johnson, because, yes. I mean...
Oh, that's a football name.
Is that going to fit in the overhead bin or what?
Yeah.
And also, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, which, of course, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That's my favorite of all time. And the gold medal. Fail!
I think you know who the gold medal's going to go to. But we're going to give this to Rob Gronkowski and the New England Patriots for
yes!
What might have been the fail of the year, because one play to go, the Miami Dolphins pull out the old Statue of Liberty, the hook and ladder. All you got to do is stop the Dolphins from throwing a lot of laterals and running the football in the end zone, which 99% of the time every team does. But you had Rob Gronkowski in the secondary for some reason because you thought he could play defense, which he probably hasn't done since high school, and he looked foolish. And the Patriots looked foolish, which the rest of the country is happy to see.
Oh, for sure. I've been waiting for that team to suck.
Well, they definitely sucked against the Dolphins, at least in that last play. They failed. The Dolphins had the best comeback, and it was beautiful. Have you seen someone put that last play to the song in Titanic?
No.
No.
Oh, if you see that video clip, it's just it just goes right into the...
Just, please don't sing. Please don't sing.
Hey, I have a beautiful voice. I have the voice of an angel, but also angels have fallen. So
the angel of death, maybe.
If you it depends. You can take a real loose interpretation with that one.
Well, Waleed is mail at footballabsurdity.com on Twitter at IamTheWaleed. I hope you're right. I hope the Bears pull it out this weekend against the Packers.
Thank you guys for having me. It's been great.
104.9 The Morning X with Lori and Kev.